So it was planned. Neither Eichmiel nor Jalti even suspecting two startling truths. First, that when the patrol was ready it would strike hard and without warning, and second, that it would strike not low, but high. Chapter 23. Annihilation. Kinnison played, worked, rested, ate, and slept. He boxed, strenuously and viciously, with masters of the craft. He practiced with his delameters until he'd regained his old-time speed and dead-center accuracy. He swam for hours at a time. He ran in cross-country races. He lolled, practically naked, in hot sunshine. And finally, when his muscles were writhing and rippling as of yore beneath the bronze satin of his skin, Lacey answered his insistent demands by coming to see him. The gray lensman met the flyer eagerly, but his face fell when he saw that the Surgeon Marshal was alone. "No, MacDougall didn't come. She isn't around anymore," Lacey explained guilefully. "Huh?" came startled query. "How come?" "Out in space, out Barova way somewhere. What do you care? After the way you've acted, you've got the crust of a rhinoceros to..." "You're crazy, Lacey. Why, we..." "She said..." "It's all fixed up." "Funny kind of fixing. Moping around base, crying her red head off. Finally, though, she decided she had some Scotch pride left, and I let her go aboard again. If she isn't all done with you, she ought to be." This, Lacey figured, would be good for what ailed the big sap head. "Come on, and I'll see whether you're fit to go back to work or not." He was fit. "QX, lad, flit," Lacey discharged him informally with a slap upon the back. "Get dressed, and I'll take you back to Haynes. He's been snapping at me like a turtle ever since you've been out here." At Prime Base, Kinnison was welcomed enthusiastically by the Admiral. "Feel those fingers, Kim," he exclaimed. "Perfect, just like the originals." "Mine, too. They do feel pretty good." "It's a pity you got your new one so quick. You'd appreciate him much more after a few years without him. But, to get down to business, the fleets have been taking off for weeks. We're to join up as the line passes. If you haven't anything better to do, I'd like to have you aboard the Z9M9Z. "I don't know of any place I'd rather be, sir. Thanks." "QX. Thanks should be the other way. You can make yourself mighty useful between now and zero time." He eyed the younger man speculatively. Haynes had a special job for him, Kinnison knew. As a gray lensman, he could not be given any military rank or post, and he could not conceive of the Admiral of Grand Fleet wanting him around as an aide-de-camp.